The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for coming along today. It's the Friday edition of The Ride Home. Problem is, no one's riding home. No one. Mm-mm.
It's the Friday edition of The Home.
Yes.
We're renaming our show.
We should just be home, right?
Yeah. It's the pandemic edition of The Ride Home.
That's right.
A day.
Thank God it's Friday. Mm-hmm.
What day is it?
Today's Friday.
No, I mean, I know it's Friday, but we're counting.
Oh, this
like,
is
this is day
27th of March.
No.
Oh,
okay,
none of you are helping me.
Sorry.
Day 12?
I'm not
It'll
sure.
be four. I think it's day 11.
I'm not sure.
If we're starting the quarantine last Monday, which I think we are.
Last Monday?
Yeah.
You're right.
Thank you.
Today's day 11?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Well, I said it, and he said I was right. I think that's all the verification we need.
The basics of things I'm still a little shaky about. I'm wearing my name tag today.
Why are you doing that?
Just in case. Here's my Word FM name tag. We get these things to go to events. I'm going to dress up a little bit, even though it is a casual Friday.
Oh, I forgot it was casual Friday. I'm a little off today. I'll be honest with you. I'm off today.
You look fine. You look casual.
Thank you. But this is a little dressy for Casual Friday. But can I tell you this?
Tell me.
And if you've never watched the show, we invite you to do so. Find us on Facebook, 101.5 Word FM, or The Ride Home with John and Kathy. You can watch us as we live stream. Let me tell you why I'm having a difficult time.
Okay.
I've shared before that I dislike winter.
It's over.
Now wait.
Done deal.
I dislike winter because it's cold. But the main reason I dislike winter is because you have to do so many things before you can go out.
No, before you do anything, you get out of bed in the morning and you're putting on layers of clothes just to do your day.
You need shoes.
T-shirt,
when you leave
hoodie.
The house, you need a scarf.
Why?
You need mittens. You need the
springtime.
That's what's happening now.
Why? What?
Every time you do anything, you have to think of 8 different steps before you do it.
Right.
So I'm getting out of my car when I get here to 7 Parkway Center. There are probably 6 cars in the parking lot.
Maybe. Massive parking lot.
So I bring in number 7. I pull in, and I'm about to get out, and I think, wait. So I have to get my bag. I have to get my water bottle. I have to put my rubber gloves on, get my keys, make sure that I only hit the button to get in the building with the rubber gloved hand.
Now, wait. You told me this, because I was doing the same kind of thing with a little, wipe thing.
Yeah.
And you said, no, it's better if you just, like, go out, touch everything. Don't touch your face when you get inside, then super wash your hands.
I know. I think that's...
I've done that. I switched over.
Okay.
Now you're switching the other side.
No, I did what you're doing.
That's where I wear my name tag. So all the confusion in the world, you know who you are.
I'm tired of... So I put something up on our Facebook page, The Ride Home with John and Kathy, that is very, very funny. And it's a young man who is trying to just figure out how to leave the bathroom. Did you watch it?
I did.
Isn't it a crack up? Mike, did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
There are just a lot of steps, and that's why I'm having a hard time.
I get it.
So,
yeah. Well, the good news is we are here. We are alive to see another day.
Yes.
There's a lot of pain and suffering going on all over the world, but I'm grateful to be with you, Kath, and new Mike,
grateful
and for all of our radio listeners.
And God
is with us, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Amen. I also have some good news to share.
Tell me.
The milk bottle delivering business, roaring.
What?
Did you have a milkman when you were growing up?
No.
You didn't?
You're
Mike,
kidding?
Did you have a milkman when you were growing up?
No, I thought they'd killed that off.
I mean, I remember the milkman. My mother would go, that's not for us. I mean,
oh, really?
That's, no.
Was I living a rich girl lifestyle?
Of course you were. You were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, Kathy Evans.
Wait a second. Are you saying that the milkman is back?
The milkman is totally back.
Super duper.
Exactly.
Nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. This is from Pittsburgh, local CBS. Beaver County says life has changed on the farm since the coronavirus pandemic. A dairy farm in Beaver County delivering more milk than ever.
Really?
The demand for farm products is growing exponentially because people don't want to go to the store, right?
That's
so
cool.
Brunton Dairy in Beaver County Farms, 400 acres, milks about 100 cows. They're bottling 4,700 gallons of milk per week.
Wow.
Their customers rage in age, but what they all have in common is a fear of exposure to the coronavirus. He said, today, I had 8 new customers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, everything goes from farm to doorstep. Fewer hands in the process make customers more comfortable. It's coming straight from the cow.
Mm.
Yep, you know what I mean? So anyway, the milkman is back.
A comeback. Okay, so in our neighborhood, although we did not imbibe, was the Turner milk truck. And it was a yellow, like sort of super cool, like retro 60s milk car. It was really cool. And they delivered milk. They delivered dip.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Saying that was the Marburger truck.
Did you get that? Oh,
yeah.
Marburger.
Yeah. What did you have?
Turner.
Oh, okay. We had Marburger.
It was yellow.
Okay, we had Marburger.
Beautiful script.
Uh-huh. And but they didn't bring milk to your house? Sorry. Am I bringing up a sensitive?
There were seven of us. There were seven kids in our family, 9 of us. That was for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That was not for us. I played a milkman in a play once. That's as close as I got.
You want to hear a strange thing? Let me just interject this while we're talking about milkmen. Mm-hmm. Would you believe that John had a starring role?
It wasn't a starring role.
Of course.
No, it's Howie Newsom. It's this big. It's a tiny role.
I think it's a significant role.
It's a significant role in that it shows the humanity of the day. But it's certainly not a starring. It's not Mrs. Gibbs. It's not Emily. It's not George. I'm just saying, it's our town. It's our town. Anyone who's seen or done Our Town, one of the most done shows in the United States, probably in the world, knows Howie Newsom.
I think he's downplaying this.
No, I'm not down. I know my role. I know who I am. Anyway, long story short, I played Howie Newsom at the Pittsburgh Public Theater 1989, maybe 1990.
Nope, I'd say 92.
91. Okay, somewhere in that ballpark. It was a really wonderful show. Really, it was a beautiful piece. The director, really, just a great sensitivity to small town America, turn of the century. I played Howie Newsom, and what?
Well, despite the fact that you've ruined the story with all of your protestations.
I have not.
I will tell you that when my husband and I were dating, we went to see the show.
Yeah.
So we actually saw John Hall in that show before we knew John Hall.
You didn't know me.
Wow. Years before we knew John Hall. Decades before we knew John Hall.
It's kind of like my dog story with Classic Mike.
It is.
I didn't ruin that story, did I?
No, but there's potential, so I think we're going to leave the segment.
I did not ruin that story.
We are. We're going to leave the segment.
I'm John Hall.
Hey, your weekend has begun.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hey, fabulous. It's 12 minutes past the 4 o'clock hour. That's Mike.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's Mike in the control room there.
Woo!
Okay. Mike, hey, we got a great hour for you.
We really do. Mike, could you turn on the mic cam, please, so people can see you cheering?
All right.
Andy Masick, President and CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center, coming up next. We'll talk about George Washington. He had rules and civility both. We'll talk about them next on The Ride Home.
101.5 WORD.
Playing Pittsburgh's favorite Christian music on the weekends. With the best new music.
New
music from Courtney Ramirez. Perfectly Loved.
I'm perfectly made. Perfectly made.
Safe by Neon Feather featuring Chris Cron. And Keep Me in the Moment by Jeremy Camp.
Singing. The
best new music and Pittsburgh's favorites. Sponsored by Trinity Jewelers. 101.5 WORD on the weekend.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
With all that is going on today regarding the coronavirus, City Mission needs you now more than ever. City Mission has taken precautions to protect its vulnerable resident population. You can help. Any donations you believe will help during this time are greatly appreciated to continue to serve both City Mission residents and our community and keep City Mission doors open. For all the details, please visit citymission.org and please join City Mission in prayer to get through these challenging times.
Hope comes home. I still believe. Now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I still believe, based on the inspiring true story, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I still believe. Available now on premium video on demand.
So we think we're the only ones?
Nope, we're not the only ones.
They've suffered through this. This, what, day 11 of the pandemic, of the lockdown?
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, many, many have gone before us.
We're in good company.
Including the father of the country, George Washington. Andy Masick is with us. Andy is the president, the CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center. Andy also, I believe, is perhaps one of the most gifted storytellers you'll ever encounter. And we're always happy to engage with him. Andy, friend, how are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you.
Andy, how are you faring in all of this?
You know, the History Center is shut down, and this hasn't happened. I think last time we shut down was the 1936 flood.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, you know, we've been through fires, the Great Fire of 1845 that swept through Pittsburgh and wiped out nearly half the city. And flood like the flood of 1936 and the pandemic of 1918 that left 4,500 Pittsburghers dead and was, well, 50 million people around the world perished in that pandemic. And the History Center has lived through the Great Depression and then later the economic downturn of the 1980s in Pittsburgh, but we very rarely have had to close our doors and until now. And this is a different thing for all of us.
It sure
yes.
is.
And it's a credit to our political leaders, I think, or our governments, that they have jumped on this quickly and isolated people and issued some of these orders that are really hard for us to stay at home, work at home. But, you know, that's what it takes to stop a pandemic like this.
Yes, especially when you know the history like you do, Andy. I mean, to think about past pandemics and thousands of people here locally, millions around the world, it's good to heed the advice.
Well, you know, 250 years ago, when young George Washington was first coming to Western Pennsylvania, he was very aware of things like social distancing, because in his day there were diseases that like plagues that ran rampant through populations, and he was aware, even though he wasn't aware of germ theory, that wasn't even a theory 250 years ago, the idea of viruses and germs, but he did know that, you know, you didn't want to touch people all the time. And he got a reputation for being aloof You know, he wouldn't shake your hand, or
really?
You know, you wouldn't grab him and say, "Hey, George, how you doing?" and slap him on the back. That would have been unthinkable.
Are you saying that our first president was a germaphobe?
Well, not a germaphobe. He was practical, I think.
Mm, okay.
And there were two things at work. One was his station in life. You know, he was among the elites, and people, he expected people to keep a respectful distance from him. And then the other thing was just hygiene and cleanliness. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like, I'd like to read you a few of the things that he wrote about social distancing.
Please do, yeah.
Of course.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So when he was still a teenager, he wrote in his notebook a number of maxims and rules. He called them the rules of civility that he lived by. And he started with, every action done in company ought to be done with some sign of respect to those who are present. Hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
Then he said, when in company, put not your hands to any part of the body not usually discovered. And so what he was saying is, yeah. Don't put your hands in your pants or in your fingers and in your ears or in your nose or any of those other things. If you can't see it, you know, don't put your finger in it.
No, wait, how did he say that exactly? Please give me his wording again, Andy.
He said, when in company, put not your hands to any part of the body not usually discovered.
That's the key phrase, not usually discovered.
That's terrific. I love that.
Here's another one. If you cough, sneeze, sigh, or yawn, do it not loud, but privately. And speak not in your yawning, but put your handkerchief or hand before your face and turn aside.
Very practical.
He said, okay, now when it comes time to being around the fire or dinner, he said, spit not into the fire, nor stoop low before it. Neither put your hands into the flames to warm them, nor set your feet upon the fire, especially if there be meat before it.
Very good.
I like that.
Then he said, continuing the dinner theme, being set at meat, scratch not, neither spit, cough, or blow your nose, except there's a necessity for it. So don't go coughing, spitting, or blowing your nose at the table with other people. He said it's unbecoming to heap much to one's meal. Keep your fingers clean, and when foul, wipe them on a corner of your table napkin.
Hmm. Excellent.
All right, here's one. Cleanse not your teeth with the tablecloth, napkin, fork, or knife. If others do it, then let it be done with a pick tooth.
Mm.
We call them
toothpicks
today.
Yes.
A pick tooth.
Yes.
This is Andy Masick we're talking to. Andy, I'm going to reintroduce you to our listening audience. President and CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center in association with the Smithsonian Institution. He's with us every month on the ride home, talking about the rules of civility from George Washington. So far, Andy, what I'm getting from you is spit not into the fire and scratch not.
And don't scratch anything that you can't see with your eyes or that, you know,
Andy,
shouldn't be scratched.
I'm just curious. I mean, the George Washington is a man here of good common sense. I'm assuming he was raised very well by a strong mother who had great wisdom. What do we know about George's mother?
George's mother, Mary Ball, lived at the Ferry Farm, which was part of the larger Washington estate, but it wasn't Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon was the big house, and that's where George's older half-brother lived after their father, Augustine Washington, died. And so George was the product of his father's second marriage, and so he lived in this smaller kind of farmhouse. Mm-hmm. It was a nice farmhouse, but it wasn't the grand manse. And Mary Ball was not a high-born woman. I mean, she wasn't a beggar either, but she was, I guess you'd say she was lower class or maybe lower middle class.
I see.
And she had good manners, and I think she did teach George how to behave in polite company. But some of these rules of civility, as he called them, he read in books that were loaned to him, and they were printed in England, and then they came across the ocean. And these were things expected of well-bred people.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he said, "Shake not the head, feet, or legs. Roll not the eyes. Lift not one eyebrow higher than the other. Wry not the mouth, and bedew no man's face with your spittle by approaching too near him when you speak."
This is very specific.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you would imagine, and, you know, the social norms of the day, people had to be a hot mess.
Absolutely. All right, here's the last one I wanted to share with you. And he wrote 110 of these rules. And I just relayed maybe 10 of them to you. He said, "Kill no vermin or fleas, lice, ticks, etc., in the sight of others. If you see any filth or thick spittle with your foot, put your foot dexterously upon it. If it be upon the clothes of your companions, put it off privately. And if it be upon your own clothes, return thanks to him who puts it off."
Fabulous.
And one more here. "In speaking to men of quality, do not lean or look them full in the face, nor approach too near them at left. Keep a full pace from them."
Mm.
So you want to keep your distance.
That's a lot to remember.
Well, you know, at this time, there were plagues or illnesses that would sweep through a city. The city of Philadelphia or Boston could be decimated by illnesses. And remember, too, we read about people today getting into fights over toilet paper at Giant Eagle.
Right.
250 years ago, there was no such thing as toilet paper.
Right, yeah.
Think about that for a minute. Okay, so well-bred people might use corn husks or a corn cob. Wealthy people might have access to a rag that could be washed out after every use, mm-hmm. or maybe even a sponge. That was if you were really elite. But most people would just use their hand mm-hmm. and have to wash afterwards. They'd probably use their left hand. That was mm-hmm. the custom. Mm-hmm. So, because you're going to eat with your right and maybe greet others with your right. But can you imagine what a smelly mess the country was 250 years ago with people with hygiene that, good hygiene was you might take a bath or, wash your entire body once a month or once every other month or so.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No, so we're living like kings by comparison.
This could be the most enlightening segment we've ever had with mm-hmm. Andy Masick, president and CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center. Andy, we need to take a break. But when we come back, we're not going to continue with rules of civility, but we do want to talk about pandemics because mm-hmm. there were some in George yeah. Washington's time and ones that have happened since, and I think they will give us some hope, Andy, yeah?
I think so.
All right, Andy Masick.
Thank goodness for TP. Thank goodness indeed.
Are the impacts of the pandemic causing you worry? The long-term effects of COVID-19 are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market have already included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Kurt Kenodic at Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt and his team have managed market fluctuations before. Schedule a phone or video consultation to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk of your retirement savings. From the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings, you likely have questions. Don't wait. Call or text for a complimentary phone or video consultation. consultation, 412-515-0005. You don't know how the market is going to continue to react. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the pandemic or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Kurt Konodik at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-0005. Don't wait. Call or text 412-515-0005. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, friends. It's me, Marcia, from the Spring House. We are hoping you are all healthy and safe. Our family wanted to let you know that because our cows are requiring twice a day milking, the Spring House is still open for you to stop by for your farm fresh from our herd milk and hot out of the oven breads and buns and meats and cheeses and cookies and anything that'll make life happy and comfy and easier during these uncertain times. Our buffet is still full of family recipe lunches and suppers every day to take home to eat at your own family table, and our catering team even created a special take and bake meal, which you can check out online. We even ordered in extra toilet paper in case any of you are in a pinch. We've been so blessed this last week by customers thanking us for staying open and, best of all, telling us that they're praying for us. We just wanted to let you know that we are praying for all of you, too. Here's a big hug from all of us at the Spring House to you. We love you.
Choosing your child's school is a big decision. You want more than a great education. You need an education partner with high academic standards who respects your values, offers a safe place to learn, and where your child is known individually. For 35 years, Eden Christian Academy has provided ACSI-accredited college preparatory academics and a strong spiritual foundation of character and faith for students in preschool through 12th grade, where they're prayed for, known, and valued for who they are. Learn more at EdenChristianAcademy.org.
The message, Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need, is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you can customize your coverage so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
College, career path. These are major decisions high school students face. Help your child go from anxious and overwhelmed to confident and clear about the future with help from experienced career coach Emily Milius. Visit launchconsulting.io to learn more.
101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh. On your smart speaker by saying, play the word Pittsburgh. And on your phone via the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and at radio.com.
Mild with periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Some will be heavy late. Watch for flooding. Low 50. Cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow. High 66. Cloudy, mild with a shower and a heavy thunderstorm tomorrow night. Low 57. Windy and mild with a passing shower on Sunday. High 72. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Jonathan Reed.
Senator John Hines History Center. In essence, it is the attic of the city of Pittsburgh. It's a fascinating place. Unfortunately, right now, along with everything else, it's closed. But the president and the CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center, he is with us and a wonderful storyteller with a deep knowledge. Andy, let's talk about the pandemics in the time, the pandemic in the time of George Washington.
You know, in George Washington's time and before his time, pandemics would sweep across the continent. And when Europeans first arrived in the Americas in the late 14 and early 1500s, the native peoples who were here, the American Indian people, had no resistance to those European diseases. And the pandemic that swept across the continent in those centuries, probably decimated 20 to 25 million people. And when some European explorers found Indian villages, they would come into the village and everything looked fine. The kettles were still burning in some cases, and food was set on the table. And then they would find bodies, the remains of whole families in longhouses. As cholera and other diseases had swept through these camps and killed so quickly that the people didn't have any time to prepare. So pandemics are not new to the world, but how we deal with them has changed.
Yeah.
And George Washington was a great believer in inoculations. So even in the 1750s, they recognize that if you exposed people to a disease, there was a chance that they could build up natural immunity to it. We call it a vaccine today. In George Washington's time, they inoculated for smallpox. And George himself, I'm not sure if you've ever noticed any of the portraits of George Washington, but on his left cheek, there are these little craters or pock marks. And he, when he was a teenager, did contract smallpox, and it left him with those scars on his cheek. Most Americans probably had smallpox scars of some kind on their body, and the American Indian people had even less resistance to those diseases, and they're the ones who suffered the most. At Fort Pitt in 1763, Jeffrey Amherst, the British general in charge of the Western army here, actually deliberately had blankets from the smallpox ward issued to Indian tribes, as supposedly as a gift, but he was deliberately trying to infect them in order to reduce their numbers in the war that was then raging. So that's considered the first case of deliberate germ warfare, certainly in the Americas, maybe in the world.
But as we
go on, think about the statue of George Washington and Gayasutta up on Mount Washington.
Right.
You know, Jim West.
We put that on our
sculpture.
Facebook page today, Andy.
Did you?
Yeah.
With the mask on it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because that was Lynn Squilla sent that to me. And she and her sister went up to Mount Washington and they strapped on those face masks on George Washington and Gayasutta. And it's so appropriate because disease was part of the equation as these two groups of people, Indian people and European people, came together. Well, George Washington, we talked about his social distancing, and now we're faced with a pandemic of our own. And the closest thing as precedent that we can find to that is something that happened 102 years ago, and that was called the Spanish influenza, or the 1918 pandemic. And it was when World War One was still raging in France, and there were millions of troops in the trenches there, and the disease was so rapid and so deadly that it decimated those armies and may have even contributed to bringing that war to a close.
Really?
But those soldiers brought back that disease. The Spanish influenza did not begin in Spain. That's a misconception. But it probably began in China, it's believed today, and then spread through Chinese workers to Europe. Spain and France were particularly hard hit, and I think that's where the Spanish part of the name came from.
I see.
But then it came to America with the soldiers, the doughboys who were returning home, and it spread to the eastern cities first. Philadelphia was especially hard hit, and you know, what was happening then in the late summer of 1918, the city officials couldn't believe that it would be that bad. And they were having, there was a parade scheduled in Philadelphia. And they said, you know what, we put so much work into this parade, we can't cancel it now.
Wow.
You know, let's go ahead with it. Well, the day after the parade, tens of thousands of people came down with influenza.
Really?
That proximity, that
sure,
closeness,
being there together, right?
Spread like wildfire. And so the people in Pittsburgh kind of learned from that. As it swept westward, they said, geez, maybe we ought to take this seriously. And yet they resisted closing schools and they resisted closing churches. They closed bars and saloons first, and they said, well, we're doing our part. Then Carnegie Tech said, hey, we've got to shut down the football season. And people said, no, you can't do that. You can't take our sports away from us. And those college officials got a lot of hate mail from people. But it was a smart thing to do. But was it soon enough? Then Halloween came. It's now October 31st. And many parents said, oh, we can't deny the kids Halloween. Let's let them go out just tonight. It'll be okay. Well, there was a spike right after Halloween because the kids had spread it through the community.
So more encouragement, more encouragement for us, Andy, right, to look at the mistakes of the past and say, you know what, let's not do that again.
Absolutely. And the other thing that we saw was the shortage of healthcare workers, because during World War I, many of the doctors and nurses were in France or treating soldiers at stations around the country. They were in short supply. Face masks were in very short supply. And people learned to make their own. The nuns from convents around town started making face masks. And then the lady suffragists, the ladies who were working for women's right to vote, remember that didn't happen until 1920, and we're talking about 1918. So those ladies put down their signs and their protest sashes, and they started sewing face masks, hundreds of them. The ladies at the 20th Century Club on Bigelow Boulevard and other suffragists started making face masks as fast as they could. But the hospital wards filled up so fast, they couldn't keep up with them. And they didn't have ventilators in those days. They tried to isolate people. Well, they isolated them by putting sheets
up
between the beds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one historian noted that you might as well have put up signs saying no germs allowed as putting up a paper wall.
As good as the sheets were going to work.
That's right. Because they learned afterwards that you could put 2,000 of those viruses on the head of a pin.
Wow.
And there wasn't any way that a paper or a sheet wall was going to stop anything.
So, Andy, how badly did Pittsburgh fare during the 1918 pandemic?
At the height, 250 people a day died, but the total count was about 4,600 dead and about 50,000 infected.
Wow.
And globally, 50 million people died and 500 million were infected. So that gives you a sense of scale for that pandemic.
Yes.
Now, today, we've learned from the past, and our public health officials and our government officials and scientists have gotten together and say, hey, we got to get on this early. That's the only way to lower that curve and spread it out so we don't overwhelm our hospitals and our medical professionals. And the longer you can give us to come up with a vaccine, the lower the count is going to be at the end. So I think that's the state we're in today.
Wow. So as bad as things are now, they could have certainly been a heck of a lot worse. Our forefathers suffered through that.
Yeah, and history can give us, I think, a lot of encouragement in that regard and
a lot of
cautionary tales as well. Andy, we love you. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You bet. And go online and take advantage of the History Center's online offerings, podcasts, virtual tours, publications. If you want to get a copy of George Washington's Rules of Civility, go to our e-store and we'll help you out.
Fabulous. Andy, you stay safe, and God willing, we'll talk to you this time next month.
You bet. Take care now.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy. Andy Masick, he's the president, the CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center. Listen, even though the History Center is closed, the website's fabulous, as you might imagine. It's chock full of images, great stories. It's well worth a visit, the Senator John Hines History Center. We'll come back in just a few minutes. We're just getting underway here on The Ride Home.
101.5 WORD.
Turning Point with David Jeremiah.
Just as God the Father was, in a sense, incarnated in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and so we have God embodied, so Satan will determine to do the very same thing, and he will embody himself in the Antichrist.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Handwriting on the Wall, next time on Turning Point.
This evening at 7:30 on 101.5 WORD.
In the Bible, Jesus says, when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Myrna Yolinda from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
What are the children eating today?
Salad, tomatoes, con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Como ya están acostumbrando en la escuela que les dan.
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months feeds a family of four food for a year and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Or give online at wordfm.com.
Washington County parents, you have a choice in your child's education. So why not consider a private Christian school that's been serving the community for nearly 40 years? At Central Christian Academy in Houston, pre-K through 8th grade students receive the comprehensive education they need to propel them to the top of the class in high school and beyond. Central Christian Academy creates model student leaders other kids look up to. Students prepared for a world that needs Jesus. Schedule a private tour and learn more at ccaschool.com.
Everything that we do in the office is to provide a comforting feel to you and your family.
Stock Family Dentistry, where exceptional dentistry meets compassionate care.
We do value the time that you spend at our office, and we understand that you don't have hours and hours because lives are crazy nowadays. But we want to really make sure that the time you're spending with us is efficient and effective and works for you as an individual.
Harry Highway in Wexford at StockFamilyDentistry.com.
It's hook set season at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Time to prep, do the research, hit the water, find the perfect spot, and set the hook. Gear up for fishing at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's with top brands like Johnny Morris Rod and Reels, XPS, and Nitro. Along with in-store events and seminars. Your adventure starts here. Shop in-store or online.
Well, everything has changed, especially for those of us who are trying to work from home at least a portion of the time. And if you have kids also in the home, things can get dicey fast. Let me just put it that way. Wall Street Journal has an article, I think it was printed yesterday by Andrea Peterson, called "The Kids Are Home. You Need to Work. What Do You Do?" And of course, I'm living that reality myself, although my kids are older. Mike, however, new Mike, who's in the other room, safely cordoned off from the coronavirus in an airtight studio. Mike, you've got Dr. J toddling around behind you. Dr. J is 3 years old, correct?
He is. He's 3 years old. And he is a boy of routine. Fortunately, the house is at peace right now because he's super, super happy to know that we're home, my wife is home, and my wife is ecstatic because she eventually wants to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he has a routine. He gets up, he has breakfast, we put a little VeggieTales show on for him, and then after that, he likes to go for a walk. And then we come back for the walk, we have some lunch, and then he goes down for a nap. He wakes up, and then we have like a craft thing for him and a workbook for him. So he's learning how to write his name right now, and he's also learning how to paint. So he has this big spaceship cardboard box that he's painting. And then right after that, he has a little bit of downtime. Like it's called Jonathan time. Like mm-hmm. It's just him. He's by himself. He's in his room. And then I normally around that time I come home and we have dinner. And the biggest part, the biggest hectic part of the day is getting him ready for bed. Bath time sometimes is not his favorite thing, and because he just wants to play, he just wants to be with us. And
right. So, okay, but here's another bad part of the day.
Yeah.
Is when John and I have a meeting with you and you're trying to do all those other things with Dr. J. I mean, that's really the root of the issue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that if you could just be a stay-home dad and not have to worry about your job, that'd be no big deal. But John and I seem to need a lot of things.
We're talking. And then in the background, there's Mike's boy.
Right.
Who's just...
Right. And so that's the problem,
right? Settle down there.
Like, so it's fun to...
Get your head out of the toilet.
Right. And I thought your wife was talking to you. It's not that it's not wonderful to be with our families. It's that we're all trying to be together while at the same time we're trying to do all of our work. I think it's very difficult. We were supposed to meet today online at 1:30. We had like a big family thing that happened like just at 1:30. And that would normally not happen because I'm home by myself.
Sure.
It can be very distracting. Very distracting, especially with toddlers.
And here's the thing. Does it, and I'll ask you both this, does it... I mean, obviously it's distracting, it's difficult, but does it make you tense?
Well, I'm the opposite of you two, because our family home is pretty settled. We've got older kids. Everybody's got their own space.
Mm.
You know, if things get a little tight, I'm just going to go upstairs.
Okay.
You know?
Mike, tense?
At times.
Tense with the missus?
No, I mean tense when we're trying to combine what three of us are doing for work and getting ready for the show and the fam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today was pretty good. Yesterday was a little bit challenging because we were out for a walk when I was on the phone with you guys, and he's
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, sorry. It's
supposed to be at work.
Yeah, he's supposed to be working. He's out walking.
I'm working on my phone.
Yeah, we're all working on our phone.
When he wants something, he'll be back like tagging at my
It's a lot.
Okay. It can be distracting.
Okay. Can I tell you a couple of things that the pediatricians, educators, and child psychologists have recommended at the Wall Street Journal?
Oh, sure.
These might help you, Mike.
Is this pandemic parenting?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, your child needs, as you said, Mike, some sort of schedule.
Routine.
Absolutely. But no, it does not have to look like a typical school day.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to recreate what your kid does at school.
Yeah.
You just need to give them some type of structure, whatever you decide it is. Second, be creative and try virtual help to motivate your kids to do their schoolwork. Now, this isn't Dr. J yet, but that's where my kids are. They're doing schoolwork. I have one in high school. I have one in college. Everything has shifted to being online. And all of a sudden, my kids are under tremendous pressure to produce large assignments, long assignments, in-depth assignments without having very much teacher contact.
So it's a whole new world for everybody.
It's a whole new world. But I thought this was a really interesting idea. This guy in the article recommends hiring high school, and this is for kids who would be in elementary or junior high, suggests hiring high school or college students who likely have some time on their hands to be a virtual tutor for an hour or so for your littler kid.
Yeah.
Because your kid is going to think that person is way cooler than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it'll kind of tamp down the tension in the household and just give you another option.
So it's a kid who's coming in over a video screen.
Right.
Right. So maybe, the last thing you want to do
right.
is
so maybe it's a 17-year-old kid who's going to help your 8-year-old.
I need that.
Online.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding you. My wife literally just texted me right now. She said, Dr. J is ready for a break from me.
Uh-huh. There you go. Mm-hmm. See, you need somebody. So I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another thing. Parents need to agree on who's on.
Right. Okay. Someone's on duty.
Right.
Yeah.
So parents have to work out who does what when, because divvying up household responsibilities, as we all know, can produce conflict at the best of times. Now,
absolutely.
I mean, people are going a little nutty. Mm-hmm. So they said, as much as possible, iron out who's going to do what, but not in front of your kids.
Yeah.
Just, decide on that. Screen time. They said, whatever your rules were beforehand, those rules were never issued with the apocalypse in mind.
No.
So relax it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kids still need a social life. This is the hardest thing, I think, is trying to come up with ways that your kids can be with their friends but not be with their friends.
Sure.
Yeah. Be with their friends virtually.
Right.
So for the last 2 days, my high school student has been on the actual phone with a friend of hers from school, and they've done all their homework together.
Oh, that's cool.
They've been on the phone for hours.
Oh, like
hours.
The old days.
Oh, yeah. Like the old days.
Yeah.
But they're just talking through they're working. It's calculus right now, and they're having a hard time.
I see.
But just to hear them work it out, I think, that must be
that's really good
for them.
Okay. So I know we've made light of this before, but I do believe in all this, in the upheaval of family time and traditions and whatnot. We need to have family prayer time.
Absolutely.
I think you need to schedule that with your family. Yeah, yeah. I really do. I don't care how old your kids are, or even if it's just the two of you, or even one of you alone. Right? You've got to schedule prayer time into your life. That will solve a lot of things, or at least help things.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. Definitely. I totally agree. And then the last thing the article says is some alone time's good.
Oh,
like for
time.
all of the like togetherness we're having.
I'm big.
I think it's probably a good idea for you to all to go off in your room.
I'm going to my room.
I'm going to go to my room.
All right.
Okay.
But come back because
there's
we'll
a show
be here waiting for you.
Okay.
They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail. Out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company for roofs, siding, gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course, windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit the area's premier exterior replacement company at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention Word FM for an additional 10% off at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. That's WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-279-1444. That's 800-279-1414. 800-279-1414.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
So are you shopping online? Are you buying anything?
Well, I've been trying not to. I've been trying to save money, to be honest with you,
really
since
smart.
This all happened.
Yeah. So I saw a piece about, is anybody still shopping for clothes during the coronavirus? Mm. You know, it's talking about the retail apocalypse that's upon us.
Yeah.
Everything's shut down.
Yeah, really hard times.
But there's what caught my attention. There's someone who's profiled, a guy by the name of Eric Geeman. He works in risk reporting at a bank in Elkton, Maryland.
Okay.
He said, well, you know, he's going to save some money. However, he made two recent purchases. He purchased a pair of high-end jeans by a Parisian label, Jacquemus, and a hoodie from a store in Los Angeles. Mm. They are optimistic buys, he says, because he hopes to wear the jeans on a future vacation. But his early burst of online shopping might fizzle considering his current isolation wardrobe.
Right, that isolation wardrobe.
Who buys a pair of – would you ever buy a pair of jeans online?
Never.
Neither would I.
I would never
especially
buy a pair of jeans online. No way.
Especially a pair of Parisian jeans.
Which have got to be large dollars.
Are you kidding me?
I'm never buying that
it
online.
It must be like $1,000 for a
never.
Parisian
I'm
jeans.
Never. I'm absolutely not.
No, you got to like to.
Okay. Can I tell Parisian you about jeans. What about my quarantine wardrobe?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Mm-hmm. So I started off the show saying that I've had it a little bit because of how everything is just very tense and you have to wash your hands 1,000 times and you have to always wear gloves or carry a disinfecting something. Or anyway, here's another thing that's on my last nerve. Video conferences. People, listen, in the olden days.
We're doing one right now.
In the olden days, more than like 16 days ago, when the three of us talked, we just talked on the phone.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, and it's not just us, in everything I'm doing, I'm having all these video conferences. I'm sick of getting ready early before I have to. So, but this is what's happening. And everyone in my family's making fun of me. I've got nice shirts and I'm wearing my pajamas.
Very nice.
On the bottom.
Of course you are.
Every day.
Because it's easier to. I got on a video conference today.
And Crocs.
Oh, I don't think I have shoes on. I had a video conference today with Mike. I'm sitting there eating a Waldorf salad my wife made.
Eating while you were talking,
I just
say,
excuse me, I'm eating. And I did sort of like lean off camera.
Conferencing in life, do we all have to look at each other all the
time?
Listen,
if you're doing that, you're one of the fortunate ones. Yeah. Are you not? Listen, the trash guys came to my house today. God bless those guys.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the truth?
They were wearing rubber gloves. They took my recyclables. Yeah. They took my regular trash.
Listen, I read an article in the paper.
They loved the video conference, wouldn't they?
I read an article in the paper today. When you're putting your garbage out, make sure it's sealed.
Mm-hmm.
They're having trouble with people that aren't really sealing their bags. And then when the bags spill, all of a sudden the people collecting the trash start to get really nervous.
Poor guys.
They start to get really nervous.
That's
so. Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, we live in a little bit of a bubble.
Thank you for collecting our trash. Whoever collected my trash today, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Take a break, come back. We've got lots more ahead. Oh, Paul McNulty is going to join us in a little bit. Once a Washington insider, now at Grove City College.
Listen on your smart speaker, the Word FM app, at wordfm.com, iHeart, TuneIn, and on radio.com. In the car or at home, too, at 101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House earlier approving a $2.2 trillion rescue package, and with President Trump's signature this hour, that measure will be shipping payments of up to $1,200 to millions of Americans, bolster unemployment benefits, and offer loans, grants, and tax breaks to businesses large and small. It will also flush billions more to states, local governments, and the nation's all but overwhelmed healthcare system. New Orleans has rushed to build a makeshift hospital in its convention center today. While New York remained the worst hit in the U.S., Americans are bracing for worsening conditions elsewhere, with worrisome infection numbers being reported in cities including New Orleans, Chicago, and Detroit. Stocks closing more than 3% lower on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 915 points. The Nasdaq was off 295. This is SRN News.
At Harry's, we work day and night to make shaving enjoyable. We think we've got it down to a science, actually. It starts with the most important stuff, our five-blade cartridges. They're strong, sharp, and made in our world-class German factory. Our craftsmen are a meticulous bunch. They're obsessed with quality, which is why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. As for the handle, it's grippy and weighted for extra control, even when wet. Lastly, we have this whole no-ripping-people-off policy, which means we keep our prices fair every day. Take our blades. They cost as little as $2 each, because we think more money in your pocket is as enjoyable as it gets. When you're ready to start shaving the enjoyable way, get your Harry's starter set. It includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3. Free shipping included. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388 at checkout. Harry's, engineered for enjoyment.
Hello? Is this thing on? Okay, could I get a little more volume? Whoa! Whoa! Okay, never mind. It's fine. Just there, right where it is. Hey, if your AV system sounds like this...
Or if it sounds like this...
Or if it sounds like this...
You need good sound. Guys, I think we lost...
Okay, hey, we're back. You need Good Sounds. Good Sounds specializes in design and installation of audio-visual equipment for churches and schools. You might not need new equipment. An expert adjustment might be all you need to get the most out of the equipment you already have. So visit GoodSoundDesign.com.
Oh, come on!
That's GoodSoundDesign.com and click the $99 evaluation to schedule a general tune-up and review of your current AV system today. Because remember, if
it can't be heard...
Let's try that again. If it can't be heard, it can't be good. Good Sounds. Book now at goodsounddesign.com.
Hope comes home. I still believe. Now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I still believe, based on the inspiring true story, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I still believe. Available now on premium video on demand.
With all that is going on today regarding the coronavirus, Sitting Mission needs you now more than ever. Sitting Mission has taken precautions to protect its vulnerable resident population. You can help. Any donations you believe will help during this time are greatly appreciated to continue to serve both City Mission residents and our community and keep City Mission doors open. For all the details, please visit citymission.org and please join City Mission in prayer to get through these challenging times.
Mild with periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Some will be heavy late. Watch for flooding. Low 50. Cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow. High 66. Cloudy, mild with a shower and a heavy thunderstorm tomorrow night. Low 57. Windy and mild with a passing shower on Sunday. High 72. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Jonathan Reed.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem, Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
It says, holding up a sign that says today. Doesn't mean anything because you put your sign away.
Sorry, I did have laugh.
Yeah,
I did.
We're holding up. So we're streaming now. You may have heard this. And so at the top of every hour, we're putting up a little word of encouragement. A word of encouragement for the 5 o'clock hour. Laugh today. I don't know what you're going to laugh at. I think, how many times do you think, wouldn't that be good? Like you wear your Fitbit, how many steps you're taking. You should have like a laugh bit, right?
How many times you laugh?
I think it's throughout
a great
the day?
Idea.
You know, you sort of, chart that. Wonder how they could do that. Like by your respiration
or
your...
Laughing is just so essential for life, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're all here.
Yeah. I mean,
because after all these years, we do find each other amusing.
We do. I don't know if that's good or bad.
We're not sure about the listening audience, but darn it, John, you make me laugh.
It's the best
right.
medicine, that's for sure.
Okay.
Oh, you're good medicine.
Listen, I am asking the two of you a serious question.
Tell me.
Here we go.
It's a quarantine challenge that's been put out. It's not a challenge.
Serious.
It's one of those things that experts are saying will keep you sane and healthy in quarantine.
Laughter.
Exercise.
Oh.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Uh-huh. I need to read you a story so that you can most accurately judge how well you're living up to the exercise mandate in relation to these three people.
Here's the deal. If it involves chips and dip, I'm good.
I don't have any dip. I actually had a craving for dip last night, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, dip.
Post-Gazette story by Mike Persak. There isn't much that could stop Jeff Gleason from running. On March 17th, the Pittsburgh Marathon was scheduled to take place on May 3rd. It was canceled, as we all know. Gleason is 62 years old, but he was not perturbed. A running friend of his, Wayne Kurtz, suggested they do an overnight marathon. On Friday morning to replace the Pittsburgh Marathon. So, Gleason, Kurtz, and another friend, Bill Thompson, will set out after midnight tonight. They will run their makeshift race. Oh, no. It was after midnight last night.
So, they've already done it.
They will run their... Apparently, they did run their makeshift race and then go to work Friday morning.
Jeez.
Ooh, that's
what they were doing. Okay. Quote, it was almost one of those things where you throw out the idea and see if anybody says, hey, that is so stupid. There's no way we're doing that.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody would say, yeah, let's go do it. And so that's what happened.
They did 26 miles.
So one person, I don't know, because this was in today's Post-Gazette. I have not seen the update as to exactly what happened. But that was their plan for this trio of runners. It was a Pittsburgh marathon in the dark.
Wow.
Social distance separation. Last night.
That's super cool. I'd love to know about that.
I would too.
If they did that,
if
how
you could
fast
find one of these guys
were.
That we could talk to, that would be wonderful.
I wonder what the difference is. I mean, you know, if you're running in the dark, you're more apt to like step into a pothole.
Yeah, of course,
or a trip,
right?
Or something like
that. Because a lot of places aren't going to be lit.
No.
Right. So I think that would be hard.
Yeah. Plus traffic. Well, there's no traffic.
I would like
there's
to talk to the guys, but anyway. Both of you, are you inspired by this story? And are you, as these three, keeping up with your exercise regimen?
No.
All right.
No, I'm not inspired, nor am I keeping up with my exercise.
All right. Okay. So it's no and no.
I've got a dog who's 15 years old.
Aww.
When we venture out for a walk together, as we do daily, we're in slow motion. And I don't know who's slower. I'm trying to be gentle to him. He, in turn, to me. We're just... moseying down the street.
That's good.
We're moseying down.
Okay.
So there's no there's no cardiovascular lift for me. I'm not like, you know, boom. No.
See, I have to go out. I have to go out because my son Jonathan, he's adamant about going out every day and walking.
Of course, he has to.
Sure. Okay, but I'm not talking about your dadness.
Your stroll.
Dadness. I'm talking about, you know, you've been a runner since you were 14 years old.
Yeah.
How much running are you doing?
None.
Over the weekend. How about over the weekend?
None.
Here?
Absolutely none. My running days are over.
What do you mean,
Mike?
This is the time when experts are saying running is essential. This is your time and your moment.
33.
I ran 80 miles a week for like 4 years in a row.
Good.
I am done with
Mike.
I'm done with that.
There'll be a day you go, I wish I could run again.
Yeah, why?
I wish
okay,
I could.
That's right now.
Okay.
Right. That's right now.
That's right now. Why have you decided this, Mike?
I'm just...
He's
now
lazy.
That I have a kid...
Yeah.
I really am. I truly am. I have become so lazy lately. It's... You know, it... But once I'm finally out there running and doing it, I'm fine.
Yeah, of course. It's like anything.
It's just...
Getting
out
there.
Motivation to do it.
Here's
of course.
The deal. First comes the laziness... Then comes the dad body.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the dad body.
No, you don't have a dad body yet.
Oh, yeah,
no.
You should see it.
Oh, believe me. I'm generationally into my dad bod. So you got nothing going on close to what I got.
Okay? Generationally.
Okay. So, Kath, what about you? Are you like, you know, you getting physical? Let's get physical.
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
No, definitely not doing
no
that.
No headbands?
No headbands.
How about resistance, those rubber
I do have resistance bands.
You like those?
First of all, John, I thank you for asking about my exercise regimen.
And?
It's a disaster. There's nothing happening. This is all I do. I get up in the morning and I read news stories. I prepare for the show. We have 18 meetings where we have to talk about things.
Right.
We try to come up with ideas for what's going to happen if one of us gets sick.
And
we do all of our contingency plans. Then I come in and do the show and then I go home and eat and fall asleep. That's my entire life right now.
That's kind of my life too. What if we did like a Word FM walking club?
The only people at Word FM are five of us.
Well, you know, right across the street during the break here, you look across the Green Tree Park here. There's a really nice walking trail.
There is a nice walking trail.
I used to do that.
Did you?
It's very nice.
Okay.
Sometimes take a break, go out there.
I mean, none of the three of us are doing that because then we'd have to skip one of our 18 meetings.
Right. Right. On video conference.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right.
What time is it?
Oh, it's time for me to tell you.
Tell me.
All of you. Your weekend has begun.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. Yay.
Woo!
It's, 11 minutes past the 5 o'clock hour.
That's what I'm talking about,
That's
baby.
It. It's the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what? To be fair, though,
beast of music.
For people who are not, is it like the long weekend? Is it like, you know, an endless weekend?
I'm excited for it to be a weekend.
Me too.
Super excited.
Yeah.
You know super excited.
I don't even know what day it is.
Today's Friday.
I know it's Friday.
I had someone text me today and say, what day is it? He texted me. He said, I'm not sure what day it is. Did I miss church?
Oh, my goodness.
That's what he said.
That's really bad.
Anton, that's what he said.
Oh, did I miss church? Sorry.
Mm. Anyway, okay, so let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Paul McNulty, the president of Grove City College. We're going to talk in particular about college students in quarantine. You've got one, John. I've got one.
Do.
Spiritual lessons for students experiencing the loss of campus life. Really hard times for kids that age. Anyway, we'll talk about college students next on today's Ride Home.
Right, but before we do that, let us check in.
On our good friend Marsha.
Can we do that? Hey, Marsh, how you doing today?
Hi, guys. Great. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Marsh, tell us how things are at the Spring House.
They're actually really good, Kath. God is so good. People are super excited about our cake and bakes and our deliveries and excited to come to summer. Like we've had people telling us, we're glad you're not giant. We're glad that we know you and we can trust you and that you're treating our food the way we want it to be treated. Mm. And We want to be supporting you, and we are so blessed.
Excellent. Okay, so Marcia, you brought up deliveries. People are calling in, and you're actually delivering meals?
We are delivering in a 10-mile radius for $50 or more, and Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, fabulous.
And so that's just pretty busy. And you know what? It's time to start thinking about Easter. So I don't know what, like, we want to take a poll and say, what are you doing for Easter? So we're already planning, you know, I know you guys have been here before, like, every single holiday, and it's always a crazy place.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to spread it out a little bit this year, and we're going to have an Easter open-air market, and we're going to bring everything already packaged outside and have it in our front parking lot. And have tables and tables and tables set up with Easter tablecloths and everything you would ever need so you can have good social distancing while you're shopping. And then we'll have registers right out there in the parking lot, and they could sneak in the store a few, you know, 10 or 15 at a time. And we're just trying to take care of everybody and still let you be able to have a celebration of some kind on Easter Sunday.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. So, Marcia, if people are interested in Easter meals from the Spring House, is a reservation necessary?
You mean to take home?
Exactly.
Yes. You need to call and order your take and bakes. And I will have those on the website probably on Monday morning. We're just still creating trying to hear from people would like us to do. So by Monday morning, we should have a good Easter sheet up there that they can actually order specific things, run it through the credit card. When you get here, you can just run in and grab your bags and run out the door. Or we can even bring it to your car for you, whatever you need.
Fabulous.
And then if they want to do the take and bake, the same thing with that, too.
Look online, springhousemarket.com, or call the Spring House, 724-228-3339. Marcia, you take care.
Thanks, guys. You too.
101.5 WORD
gives you the chance to show an act of kindness that could pay off for you, too.
Just a little more kindness.
Enter the Kindness Challenge for the chance to win $5,000 for you
and $5,000 for a worthy organization.
Just a lot more kindness, I think.
Enter once each day through the end of April. Get bonus entries for completing individual acts of kindness, plus lots of other ways to increase your chances of winning. Be kind to others and to yourself.
Be a little more kind to each other.
Enter the Kindness Challenge now at wordfm.com/kindness.
In the Bible, Jesus says when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Myrna Yolinda from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
What have the children eaten today?
Solo tomates con tomate con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Como ya están acostumbrando en la escuela que les dan.
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months. Feeds a family of four, food for a year, and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Or give online at wordfm.com.
Washington County parents, you have a choice in your child's education. So why not consider a private Christian school that's been serving the community for nearly 40 years? At Central Christian Academy in Houston, pre-K through 8th grade students receive the comprehensive education they need to propel them to the top of the class in high school and beyond. Central Christian Academy creates model student leaders other kids look up to. Students prepared for a world that needs Jesus. Schedule a private tour and learn more at ccaschool.com.
Well, of course, colleges are canceled, as are all schools. But how do you cope with this? I mean, how do you have a college kid at home trying to do video conferencing and classes? It's a brave new world. Here to talk to us about that directly from Grove City College is Paul McNulty. Paul is the 9th president of Grove City College. And Paul, friend, first of all, how are you holding up?
Well, I'm doing well, John. It's good to talk to you. You know, over the past, we've talked about my experience with the Clinton impeachment and the attacks of 9/11, and I have to say that some of the challenges that we've gone through in the last couple of weeks, I'll put right up there professionally, managing through this. And so that sort of puts it in perspective. something I never expected to be doing.
No doubt. Now, Paul, early on, like a lot of colleges, there was the initial thought, well, we'll stay open. Grove City will stay open. The students will be sequestered in their dorm rooms with the video classes, but that quickly devolved.
Yeah, and you both know, as parents of Grove City students, that our community here is especially tight, and I was trying to get a feel for what might happen if we encourage students to go home or gave them the option to stay. And 60% or more of the students started saying they wanted to stay and be together as a community. And then the governor came down with his directives and CDC and so forth, and it became an impossible situation to manage, and we had to send them home. And it was a tremendous disappointment to them. And I have to tell you, on a personal level, I just was heartbroken to see the students depart, to see the hopes dashed, the loss of athletic seasons for seniors.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Paul. We need to reconnect with you because we can't hear you. We're losing your phone, so Mike's going to give you a call back. And while we're doing that, it's a pretty easy thing for me to talk about because this is the reality that John and I are both experiencing at home. Here's an article that I found, though, that gave me a couple ideas that I thought might work. If you've got a kid who's in college and they've come home and you're trying to figure out how to divvy things up or how to, you know, coexist in there, I would say the best thing is to designate a workspace. We did that in our house. It has saved us so much grief.
No doubt.
So everybody has a space that's theirs during the day, but nobody is allowed to be in our hangout room, our family room.
Working.
That the family room is only for hanging out, laughing, having a good time, watching TV, playing games, whatever. No work in there.
I agree.
But everybody else has another space.
That's exactly
in their house.
We're doing as well.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right? Family room is family room. Everybody else, if you got your own thing you got to do, you got a video conference, you got to work, you just go there.
Okay. Now, one of these women who's profiled in this article in the Journal says that her sons created a nightly meal plan for the family on Google Docs.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Really?
She said her boys are like 18 and 19, so she couldn't believe they did this.
Yeah.
And they also created a collage of like photos so that they could remember how crazy this time was.
Fabulous. That's good. Everybody should mark this time
because
you'll talk about it for years.
Yeah. Okay. We're back with Paul McNulty. Paul, I think this is going to be better. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It's not your fault. So, Paul, you were saying just the disappointment that the kids are living with. I mean, it's the case for my daughter. It's the case for John's son.
Yes, it was just so sad to see those hopes dashed, to see the disappointment. It just came out of the blue. That's part of the trauma of it. But I think most significantly is that, at least in our case, I know this is true of a lot of schools, but we really have a special community. We just emphasize that so much.
Right.
And it's a residential community. The students all live together for 4 years. And that is central to the entire experience. And so to pull them away from it, and especially the seniors, it was just really emotionally difficult to witness and, of course, for them to experience.
Right. Because once the seniors are gone, who knows if they'll come back at all, Paul, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, we haven't made that call yet, but you know it's going to be becoming more and more difficult as we see day by day what plays out. So you know what we have really done, and along with other schools, is to make this historic transition. We had over 800 classes to turn to online courses in 1 week. You also know, as being parents, that we give every student a laptop when they arrive, and that really made it much better for us to facilitate this.
Right.
Everyone was sort of equipped for it, and that's helped a lot. But most importantly, I think, you know, we have a mission here to build Christian character. And interestingly, in God's great plans, that mission may be more advanced through this hardship than in our normal activities on campus.
Yes.
And so in that sense, we are completely unintentionally accomplishing something here for the heart, the soul of our students that they may not have experienced otherwise.
Oh, fabulous. So, Paul, how is that then being taught and communicated to the student body? Because to have Jesus in all things at your 4 years of college, certainly different than most of higher education.
Right, exactly. And it's so, you know, I'm just so thankful that we have a vocabulary, a way of thinking that is so useful in a moment as this. I mean, I can't imagine being in a situation where I can only talk about distance learning and hang in there and hopefully we'll be together. Now we can talk about things such as what it really means to live in this world when we have things that we are attached to that really have value, but there are more important things that are unseen. And so what we're doing is we're communicating to the students in different ways. I was able to send a message out at the start of the week, and I'll do another one at the start of next week, about something that they can reflect on. My message this week was, what does it mean to live lightly? To understand that our circumstances aren't what matter the most, mm-hmm. but what matters the most is our calling to live faithfully for the Lord.
Yeah. Paul McNulty's with us. He's the president of Grove City College, the ninth president. You know, I really appreciate what you're saying, Paul, because the thing that can encourage any of us in difficulty is the fact that God's promised to work it for good for everyone who loves him and is called according to his purpose. I mean, that is an astounding claim when you think of the difficulties of life, especially now, the fear, the anxiety, the sickness, all those things that are around us and are happening all over the world. It is an amazing thing to be able to encourage one another with those words and to tell kids who are in college, look, you know what? This isn't the end.
Absolutely. To bring that idea that there is good, that the Lord has good for us in all circumstances, that we are to be content in every circumstance, as Paul says. But then to ask, so when we start to see the good, I mean, what does that look like? And to say, well, for me to learn lessons about what the true connectivity is between us. So the students are very much tied together here in a community. But now that they're apart, they are still tied together in the truest sense in a spiritual community.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to become more aware of that and more appreciative of what that means in terms of intentionality and
right.
effort to stay connected
yes.
and to care for each other. And so those are things that, again, when you're 18 to 22, you haven't wanted to think about and you've just been enjoying the experiences that are before you. And now our students are really reflecting on some of the most important lessons of life. And that's got great good in it.
Paul, one of the things that John and I have loved so much, we just feel like our kids have benefited from the character development of being at Grove City, and not just, sounds like I'm doing a commercial, but that's actually what I think. But since my daughter's been home since the beginning of quarantine, one of the things I love, and you mentioned effort and intentionality a couple seconds ago, she gets up every morning and she has breakfast with a different friend. Just like she does
wonderful.
At school, right? So they
yeah,
set it up.
Great.
They have. She did Bible study last night, like she always does, but they just did it in Zoom. So they're trying to keep. I mean, she's obviously not going to be able to swim, so the pool's out. But all of the other regular activities, she's trying to maintain the schedule as much as she possibly can,
normality.
So that those relationships stay tight.
Oh my, yeah. Well, I, you know, as president of the college, I couldn't ask for anything more than that. That they've already appreciated the things, again, that matter the most and that they're pursuing those. And just think about what that means for her and John, for your son, as they go off from this campus into their callings, wherever that takes them, about their community and how they are committed and what the impact of all this mm-hmm. is going to have on them.
Yes.
That's the real point that we exist for, is to equip them, prepare them for that.
Mm-hmm. And clearly you can see it. I mean, I see it, my son, and Kath sees it in her daughter. Mm-hmm. So job well done to Grove City College. Hey, Paul, before we let you go, we got to take advantage of your 30 years in Washington, D.C. When you see the machinations that the country's going through right now.
That's tough stuff.
Does it give you confidence, you know, knowing what that massive machinery's like, that we are on the right track? And, you know, you can say what you want about, you know, whatever's going on at the White House, good, bad, or otherwise, but just the government itself equipped for such a moment as this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can be encouraged by the fact that they mobilized, they recognized that a lot of things need to be done. I guess I'm perhaps too much of a public policy wonk to feel thrilled about the idea of legislation at that price being passed and what that means for the country's, you know, national debt and so forth. But at the same time, it is a unbelievable historic emergency, and therefore we have to respond. And there were ups and downs over the course of this week, and there's still that tendency to want to just be political and, you know, have the different talking points out there. But in the end of the day, I think that sitting down, working together, recognizing where the needs were greatest, that did get accomplished, and we can be thankful for that. And hope that the money is going to be able to sustain us,
right,
and that in God's great mercy, we're going to see a flattening of the curve, and we'll be able to, in a sense, re-engage in a way that will produce an economic revival that will help to offset the real economic harm that we're going through right now.
Right, right. Yeah. Paul, isn't it hard? You know, it's something that John and I have talked about regularly on our show. People are very hard on our leaders. And at a time like this, I just look at every leader, whether it's a state leader or a federal leader or a principal or like you, the president of a college or whatever it is, and I just pray for you all, because these are there aren't right answers. You know, we're all just trying to do the best we can.
There's no blueprint.
And so everybody's staying at home or getting on their social media platform of choice and picking on whatever leader they don't like. It's just totally unhelpful.
It is, you know, something that comes with the territory. But you're absolutely right, Kathy. It's it only makes the burden heavier. Yeah. I remember last weekend, these days kind of run together, but having to make the move away from letting the students stay and sending them home, and that Sunday night, and just the weight of that, knowing that it was a judgment I had to make, it was horrible. And fortunately, we have very supportive people, and we were encouraged in that. But, leaders often are just put in spots that are impossible. Yeah. And the public never knows all the different factors that go into what's being said, what's being announced, or what's being decided. And that's, you know, just the reality of it. But I think that judgments of charity in all these things are so important.
So
and not to just sort of move to the second-guessing, the armchair quarterbacking approach that is so common.
Yes. Well, Paul, we hope that next month when we talk to you, we're in a much better space.
Yes, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Sure,
and I know that when our students regather, it's going to be one of the most joyful reunions.
Yes.
I just come walk around this empty campus, and I try to visualize all of that, and I have that hope before me.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to cling to, for sure.
Yeah, well, thanks for all your good work, Paul.
Yes, and
thank you.
The Lord be with you. Grove City.
That's Paul McNulty, the ninth president of Grove City College, former U.S. Deputy Attorney General.
Take a break, come back. Let's read some scripture. What do you say?
It's a good time. We're going to try to do it every day on our show until this is all over.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're a licensed counselor in Pennsylvania, Grace Wellness Center doesn't want to hire you. They want to partner with you. At Grace Wellness Center, you'll find the personal support and professional development you need to build your ideal clientele.
Grace Wellness Center invests in you so you can invest in your clients. Get the support, training, and personal coaching you need to pursue your passion and build the kingdom with offices throughout Greater Pittsburgh. Join the team at thegracewellnesscenter.com.
Over these many months, you've heard Kath and I sing the praises of Grove City College. We do so because both Kathy and I have children attending Grove City. We write the checks. We're part of the community. We know firsthand about the excellence of Grove City.
I do believe that the education there is excellent, and the interactions I've had with professors, with university administration, and just the experience of my kid. I mean, it's just been wonderful for our family to see her develop in a place that's committed not just to her education, but also to cultivating her calling in life. She feels like she's getting an individual approach while at the same time being a part of a great university environment.
And that's it. You've seen your child develop. They walk in as a young freshman. 4 years later, they're going to come out as a fully formed, functioning adult with a really strong theological background, great friends that last a lifetime. To me, that's the essence of what a quality education is when your child goes to college. So if you're thinking about college for your child, we'd highly recommend you make a visit to Grove City College. It's a beautiful old campus surrounded by so many wonderful things. Make sure that your child puts that on their list as they go about looking at higher education. Grove City College, look at it online at gcc.edu. Stop by for a visit and say, hey, John and Kathy sent me. That's Grove City College.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there.
We're on your Google speaker, too. Plus iHeart, TuneIn, and on radio.com. 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
Mild with periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Some will be heavy late. Watch for flooding. Low 50. Cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow. High 66. Cloudy, mild with a shower and a heavy thunderstorm tomorrow night, low 57. Windy and mild with a passing shower on Sunday, high 72. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Jonathan Reed.
One of the movements we're seeing worldwide is a movement of Christians all over the country, all over the world, who are turning to a public reading of Scripture as something to encourage them and to provide wisdom and to kind of set this time apart as we all suffer and fear and don't know what's next.
Right. So we've committed to reading prayer, to reading Scripture every day. And let's go to the book of Psalms.
Yeah.
This is Psalm 1, the way of the righteous and the wicked, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Psalm 1. Well, we'd encourage you, as you go about your daily life, to pray, hopefully together as a family or with friends, and especially to read the Scripture, to set time away each day. We talked about this last week, I think, Kath, and we're surprised. I think I was surprised by people who wanted to be part of this, the prayer app that you and I both use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're using an app called Pray As You Go. John recommended it to me. I've been using it since Lent began. I love it. It's a short thing. It's maybe only 9 or 10 minutes a day.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's lovely and contemplative. But when John and I started seeing people who were committed in all different places to reading Scripture aloud during this epidemic, we thought, you know what? We need to get on that train. So if you listen to the show, if you watch the show on Facebook at 101.5 or The Ride Home with John and Kathy, just know that there'll be a segment each day where there will be a public reading of Scripture. We hope it encourages you.
Very nice. Well, we'll take a break and come back. And then, as we do every Friday, we'll take a look back. The Week in Review, that's next. Stick around.
Want
101.5 WORD.
Turning Point with David Jeremiah.
Just as God the Father was in a sense incarnated in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and so we have God embodied, so Satan will determine to do the very same thing, and he will embody himself in the Antichrist.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Handwriting on the Wall, next time on Turning Point.
This evening at 7:30 on 101.5 WORD.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
Spending more time inside? J&D Waterproofing can help you breathe a little easier. Protect your family, friends, and pets from mold, dampness, and other unhealthy elements. For over 80 years, J&D has been making Pittsburgh basements very dry and improving indoor air quality with solutions like the Easy Breathe System. Eliminate unhealthy mold and allergy-causing moisture without filters or reservoirs while using less energy than a 40-watt light bulb. Call 1-800-VERY-DRY or visit jdwaterproofing.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains, but never stock market losses? Join Mike Battaglini for the Retirement and Income Radio Show, Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. here on WORD. You can also call Mike Battaglini now for your complimentary customized retirement and income kit and 115-page retirement and income book at 844-449-SAFE. That's 844-449-7233.
It's been another week. That means it's time for John and Kathy's Week in Review.
Two times today I had somebody say, what day is it?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird week.
It is a weird week. And because people's schedules are off and everything, no one feels particularly on kilter. Is on kilter a thing? Or we're just used to saying off kilter.
Off-kilter. Wait a second. People might say in a short while, what month is this?
Exactly. Exactly. That could happen. So anyway, that's why it's important to look back.
Yes.
That's why it's important to say it is Friday.
I need a marker.
And it's time for us to reflect. So Mike, would you take us onward?
What was everyone talking about this week?
Well.
Pirates.
Nobody was talking about the Pirates.
Nope.
We talked about the Pirates for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
That was a good 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, you know what they're talking
about.
Okay,
so everybody's talking about this.
I wonder how the beer maker is doing.
Oh.
Because people are so sick of saying the words Corona, Corona,
yeah,
Corona.
Yeah, yeah.
They might be doing
poorly.
Oh, that
particular beer maker. I thought you meant beer makers in general. I think they're
corona,
probably
corona,
doing well.
Corona, Corona, Corona. Those people are like, it's become sort of like part of the fabric of our DNA.
Yep, that's the way
the
it is.
The Corona conversation.
That is, and I'm sick of talking about
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's talking about it.
Give me another one, Mike.
What was a conversation that made you think?
We had Dr. Kurt Thompson with us.
That's the one I picked.
Oh, did you? I mean, that was a wonderful conversation. This is Kurt Thompson is a psychiatrist in private practice in Falls Church, Virginia. He talked about love and lament in the March Madness.
Not the March Madness of baseball.
No.
Or baseball, basketball.
I mean, it was really powerful to me because I think everyone is – I go through – do you go through – I go through periods of high anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about Christ, to think about God and his place in the universe and how he knows me, cares for me, loves me, will take care of me, mm-hmm. no matter what happens to me, no matter my despair, no matter my sickness or my fear or whatnot, God is with me.
That was our Wednesday show at 5:10. If you want to go back and check out our podcast and listen to Kurt, the thing that he said that I really appreciated is that it's not healthy to hang out with people who complain, especially people who complain about public figures. It's not, and if you're one of those people, stop doing it because it's not good for you. Look, every public figure is going to screw up, especially in times like this, and everybody's going to make bad decisions. But if you just continually point them out over and over again, you're not doing yourself or anybody around you any favors. Another thing Kurt said that really struck me is he said, you know, in the Old Testament, when the Hebrews, when they went into exile in Babylon, God told them to settle in.
Here we go. We're in for
settle
a ride.
In. He said, you know, build houses, plant gardens, you know, in short, dwell where you are.
Yeah.
And Kurt says he thinks that God's telling us the same thing. Like, dig in. This is going to take a while, but you need to be fully living in this stage. This isn't some kind of parenthetical thing where nothing happens and you're just kind of waiting.
No, we're not going to park.
No. This is the time to live.
Yeah.
And so.
So what do you got?
So what do you got?
Yeah.
Stand up, be noticed, and live well.
Dr. Kurt Thompson. That was earlier this week.
Yeah. Mike.
What was a conversation that made
We already did that one. Give me
what
one.
Did you eat?
What did you eat? You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I invented something this week.
Oh, good for you.
I invented a recipe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel very good about it. I felt so good about it that my family asked that as soon as we were done with dinner that I write it down.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know what I called it? Quarantine hash.
Quarantine hash.
Mm-hmm.
And was it really hash?
It was. It was delicious.
Describe it.
So I cooked red skin potatoes. I boiled them on the stove until they were very soft. I put a bunch of herbs in there. And then I kind of, chopped them, sliced them, whatever. They're very soft at that point, into a skillet with butter and olive oil. Mm-hmm. And I cooked them until they were crispy. You know, they're getting that little brownish, yum on the bottom. It's getting very good.
Yeah.
Then I put very thinly sliced onion on top and sliced cubanella peppers.
Holy smokes.
Okay. And it was fragrant and it was wonderful and it was feeling very good. And then there were probably 4 pounds of potatoes in the skillet. And then I cracked 9 eggs over the
top.
Holy
moly.
And I just like mixed it all in there and served it with a green salad. It was tops.
Was that Sunday?
No, it was Wednesday.
Well, you came home from work and you made that.
Yeah, I sure did.
And you got those two girls that they're waiting there for you.
I know, but they're doing their work
too.
All
right, okay. All right, good.
Yeah, what about you?
Quarantine hash. Okay, well, my wife, she's just, you know, she's like you, Kath. She's adventuresome in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. However, I have this habit that I've had for decades and decades and decades. Every night, and now I don't act on this urge every night, but more often than not, I'm making myself a bowl of popcorn. And I can't help it. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I love popcorn so much.
I love it.
Once this week, I just had popcorn for dinner.
I support you totally.
So, I mean, and I'll mix it up. What are you putting on? I'll put salt and pepper on the popcorn.
What else are you putting on there?
Sometimes I put sugar on the popcorn.
He's putting sugar on there, Mike. He doesn't care.
You put a little, how about some red peppers?
Fine.
You know?
Crushed red pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love popcorn so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm always happy to eat it. Really.
Isn't that great?
Parmesan cheese? Sure. A little butter? Of course I do.
You doing microwave popcorn?
Oh, no. No. I'm doing 3 kernels on the skillet.
4 tablespoons of oil.
That's it. Little oil. They pop the 3 kernels. I put the rest of the popcorn in there. That thing explodes, and I've got a nice little popcorn maker that I just turn around. It comes out perfect every time. Wow. You sit down, literally, within 5 minutes, you get this hot, nutritious, beautiful bowl in front of you. Who doesn't love popcorn?
I know. Do you share?
Oh, yeah, happily. Although my kid will not eat popcorn. Not my popcorn. He thinks, I don't know, it's kind of weird or something. My wife, she's on there with me.
Do you not share, Kath?
You don't share your popcorn?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Only if I make 2 batches.
Oh, no.
If I make one batch, it's just for me.
That's a big batch. That's probably a really...
1 half cup, I eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's probably pretty smart not to share right now.
No.
There you go, Mike. I appreciate that. Mike's telling me that I'm a good person, and you're telling me I'm a bad one.
No, just say you should.
Forget it.
Anyway, popcorn, I would say invest in some good popcorn.
Great. Next, Mike.
What did you watch?
Okay, I'm just a glutton for punishment. I'm watching the 13-part Netflix series called Pandemic.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I want to know. I want to know what's coming.
You want to know what?
I want to know what's coming.
Oh, yeah. That's going to help you. I'm sure that they have a lot of insight.
They do.
People who wrote Pandemic.
I'm interested. No, it's not the movie. It's the Netflix series. I'm interested in the science. I'm interested in the sociology. I'm interested in the history.
You got a problem.
It's well worth it.
You do.
The Netflix series, Pandemic, 13 parts. Highly recommended.
Seriously. You could pay me money to watch that.
Really? It's fascinating science.
Great. I'll watch it after the pandemic's over.
Yeah.
That's okay. What are you watching?
The Grand Tour, you know, is one of my all-time favorite shows. The guys who used to do Top Gear and now transitioned over to Amazon. Listen, they took a trip to Malaysia. It is one of their best episodes ever. I've seen every single episode of Top Gear that they've done together. I don't know how many episodes that is. It's probably a humiliating number. This is one of their best. It is the most beautifully filmed. The cinematography of it is just breathtaking. And what they go through is ridiculous and scary and hilarious and kind of inspiring. And I loved everything about it. I love, especially if you know those guys and love them, you will not believe what they do in Malaysia.
Yeah.
It is terrific.
Just like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, it's about the cars, but not really.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you don't like cars, you kind of go, that's all about cars.
No.
It's about the travel, the adventure, the lunacy of the characters involved.
It really is. The Grand Tour in Malaysia. Mike, number five.
What hacked you off?
Churches meeting defiantly, claiming government persecution and promising that no one is going to get sick if you hold on to a hanky or take a little ointment on your head. That's crazy. That is crazy stuff. Please, don't go to a church that's meeting now.
No.
And please, I hope that no church is gathering right now. And if you have the misfortune of doing that, don't be claiming government persecution or government conspiracy. It's not happening. It doesn't exist. If that's the case, change churches. That hacked me off.
You know what hacked me off?
Tell me.
This weird segment of the conservative blogosphere, which is all of a sudden talking about the fact that we might need to sacrifice a couple old people.
A couple?
So we can all go back to work and get our GDP going again.
Yeah. And that was conservative, was
Are
it not?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I agree.
Wrong.
I mean, I'm not sure how we have gone that far afield that many people of influence are talking about the fact that, well, you know, it's dangerous out there, and you know your 85-year-old grandma, you know, she's sick, but she's had a good life, so we need to get back to work.
Get her off the ventilator, they're saying.
I mean that's crazy. It's absolute insanity, and to be honest with you, it angered me more than anything I've seen since this whole thing started. Look, if we cannot stand for life as Christians, as we always said we were going to, this is our time, okay? If you're 80 years old, if you're 90 years old, if you're whatever, I stand with you.
Heck
okay?
Yeah, you do.
We're picking life over everything.
Yes, agreed. That hacked us off. Okay, and next, please.
What was the best news you heard this week?
Speaking of old people.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you about the best news I heard this week?
Yeah.
I want to pull it up on my screen here. News came today that a 96-year-old woman is now the oldest South Korean to fully recover from the coronavirus.
Hey, 96. That's a strong one.
She's 96 years old, first and oldest, not first, oldest South Korean to fully recover from the coronavirus.
That is excellent. Very good.
Love that.
Best news for me?
Yeah, what is it?
People are kind. Volunteer organizations are having to knock people away and say, we can't use your help right now. People are gathering at food pantries, at churches, all over this country, and they're wanting to do something in response to the pain and suffering that's going on. So more often than not, we hear bad stories about crazy people, about mean people, about a lot of anger and resentment. Under that, the fact of the matter is, right now, there are millions and millions and millions of wonderful people who love God. Many people don't, but they still want to show up and try to do the right thing. So don't despair. Mm-hmm. Don't look at people with suspicion or fear, because people are wanting to be good.
Yeah.
And this is a prime time for people to come to Christ.
Right.
So model that. Yeah. And then allow that kindness
and
to wash over you.
And if you see goodness in someone who is yet to believe, call it out.
Yeah.
Say, good job, you.
Yep.
That's it, Mike. Close us out.
And that's John and Kathy's Week in Review.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-5929. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-5929. That's 800-741-5929. 800-741-5929.
In the Bible, Jesus says when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for Him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Myrna Yolinda from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
What are the children eating today?
Solo tomates con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Como ya están acostumbrando en la escuela que les dan.
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months feeds a family of four, food for a year, and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Or give online at wordfm.com.
The message Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you can customize your coverage so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
College, career path. These are major decisions high school students face. Help your child go from anxious and overwhelmed to confident and clear about the future with help from experienced career coach Emily Milius. Visit launchconsulting.io to learn more.
Hello, this is Terry Hanna, host of Christians with Secret Addictions. I'm not a pastor, theologian, therapist, or counselor. I'm a Christian with 26 years of healing from multiple addictions. If you or a loved one are lost in the wilderness of an addiction, we're here for you every Sunday evening at 6:45 p.m. on 101.5 WORD. Why not join us on this spiritual journey to the promised land of healing? Talk to you Sunday.
I don't want to leave the air today without talking about the number of COVID-19 testing sites that have opened in and around Pittsburgh. Listen, we're really fortunate that we have so many here. I just want to give you a list of the sites. I can post it later. Central Outreach Wellness Center sites, the Pittsburgh Zoo parking lot. This list that I have tells you what you need to bring with you and who it's open to. That center is open to the public. Anyone who's presenting symptoms, including a dry cough, fever, shortness of breath, are eligible to show up. If you look at Allegheny Health Network, they've got all sorts of different locations. They've got the Health and Wellness Pavilion in Wexford. They've got the one in Bethel Park. They've got Monroeville, and they've got Erie. They're open 8 to 5 every day. It's a drive-through. You need a prescription to show up. You have to have already talked to a doctor. UPMC, 2000 Mary Street, 203. To be honest with you, is that Southside?
Yep.
Okay. By appointment only. It's in person. There's no drive-through. It's not open to the public. You also need to have a prescription there. But listen, there are places around the country that are desperate for testing, and we have it. So if you are significantly ill and you really need to know if that's what you have or not, then locations are open.
So people have been chiming in on our Facebook feed and asking some questions. Evan said this, where should I get takeout tonight?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
I said, what part of town are you in?
What did he say?
He didn't respond.
Okay. Well, I was just looking at the Strip because, you know, I hang out in the Strip a lot.
Yeah.
I want to tell you the ones that are open for takeout right now.
Oh.
Cinderland's Warehouse, Colangelo's Bakery,
oh.
Dianoia's is open curbside service. You can just pull up and they'll put the food in your car. Kaya.
Oh, Kaya.
Yep.
Love Kaya.
S&D Polish Deli.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some pierogies for yourself tonight. Salem's Market and Grill.
Very nice.
Salty Pork Bits. They're all open in the strip tonight.
What's Salty Pork
Bits? I don't know, but as soon as I said those words, I thought, what's Salty Pork Bits? And why haven't I been there? That sounds delicious.
Right.
Anyway, there was an article that was posted by Pittsburgh Magazine. I hold here in my hands. Pittsburgh restaurants offering takeout and delivery. It is lengthy. Look at this.
Oh,
do you see how many pages this is? So there are a ton of places in your neighborhood who you can support with your cash
support
right now.
Guys,
they really need
right?
it. Yeah. They really need it.
Please do, yeah.
So anyway, I'm hoping I'm going to go to the Royal Myanmar tonight in Westview.
Are you?
I'm not going to go. I mean, I'm going to go there and get my food and leave. It's not like I'm going to hang out inside and eat at the table.
Very nice. I think we're doing pizza this evening.
Are you? Where are you going to get pizza?
Probably Mineo's.
Terrific.
That's my go-to.
Of course.
Yeah, it is.
Mike, what are you doing tonight?
Pizza night. Friday
okay.
night.
Pizza.
And where are you
Every
getting
Friday
your pizza?
R&B's in Bellevue.
Nice.
Hold on. I got to sneeze. Now, this is great spot.
Oh, no. Great. Just now.
Wait, it passed.
Oh, thank goodness. Because I wanted to make sure you were going to sneeze.
Here we are in this little room. I'm going to sneeze. And look at us. We're not even.
Oh. We're close, though.
Weren't you like. Wait. Someone was working here. Don't cough with an open mouth.
Was someone coughing with an open mouth?
Yeah.
They weren't. Were they really? Someone here at the station?
Yeah. Don't cough. And if you're out in public, cover yourself. Be like George Washington.
You know what George Washington said? Spit not into the fire and scratch not.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Stay safe.
Who was
all right?
It? Who wanted to
stay
Who
safe? I don't know. I'm not going to name names. I just was like, oh, my
I was
goodness.
Hoping he was going to name names,
no,
Mike.
No,
How
no,
good
no.
is the story if you're not going to name
Seriously.
Names?
No, no. Have a relaxing weekend. Please don't be stir crazy. Read your Bibles. Say your prayers.
Settle
be
in.
Kind to one another.
Settle in.
We're in for the haul here.
Live.
Okay. Yeah, and do a little cleaning. I'll be doing some basement cleaning. That's the worst.
It is the worst.
Seriously, I'm going to go down to the basement and clean tomorrow. All right. What are you doing? Nothing.
I'm going to work on my daughter's room.
Oh,
we're going to take it apart.
Oh,
we're going to wash the walls.
That's a good
we're going to do everything.
That's a really good feeling.
It's going to be good.
Okay, good. Mike,
wait.
What do you got going? Anything?
Building a swing set for my son.
Okay.
Hey, what a dad.
The three of us are going to have good weekends. I like it.
Don't hurt yourself,
Happy
Mike.
Quarantine, everybody.
Happy
have
quarantine.
A great weekend.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.